Welcome to today's story time. We're diving into the timeless holiday classic, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, a tale of redemption, compassion, and the true spirit of Christmas. So grab a cozy blanket and let's journey to Victorian London. In a bustling Victorian city, we meet Ebenezer Scrooge, a bitter old miser who despises Christmas. His heart is as cold as the frost on the windows, and his only focus is money. Even on Christmas Eve, Scrooge dismisses carolers, turns away charity workers, and scolds his underpaid clerk, Bob Cratchit, for taking Christmas Day off. "Bah! Humbug!" Scrooge sneers. That night, as Scrooge settles into his dark and lonely home, he is startled by the ghost of his former business partner, Jacob Marley. Bound in chains and weighed down by the greed of his past life, Marley warns Scrooge, "You will be visited by three spirits who will offer you a chance to change your fate." Terrified, Scrooge has no choice but to listen. The first spirit appears, the ghost of Christmas past, a glowing figure who takes Scrooge on a journey through his own memories. Scrooge sees himself as a lonely boy at school, abandoned during the holidays. He then watches happier times, a joyful Christmas party, and his young love, Belle. But he also relives the moment Belle leaves him heartbroken. As his obsession with wealth grows, next comes the ghost of Christmas present, a jolly giant figure surrounded by a feast. The spirit shows Scrooge the lives of those celebrating Christmas. Scrooge is moved by the humble yet joyful Cratchit family, especially young Tiny Tim, who, despite his frailty, declares, "God bless us, everyone." Scrooge also sees others sharing love and generosity, even as they laugh at his miserly ways. Finally, the ghost of Christmas, yet to come, arrives, a silent, hooded figure pointing toward a graveyard. Scrooge sees his own lonely death, unmourned and forgotten. He also witnesses the Cratchit family grieving Tiny Tim's passing. Overwhelmed with fear and regret, Scrooge pleads with the spirit, "Tell me there is hope, I will change." Scrooge wakes on Christmas morning with a heart full of gratitude and joy. He shouts, "Merry Christmas!" He spends the day spreading kindness, donating to charity, joining his nephew Fred's celebration, and surprising the Cratchits with a feast and much-needed support. Tiny Tim's health improves, and Scrooge becomes a beloved figure in the community. From a heart of stone to a spirit of generosity, Ebenezer Scrooge's transformation reminds us all of the true meaning of Christmas: love, compassion, and togetherness. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more timeless tales. And as Tiny Tim said, God bless us, everyone.